he was vowing to carry on his wife's campaign against these so-called Frankenstein foods. Now, Sir Paul believes that people like the Prime Minister who back GM foods are wrong, and in an exclusive interview with me, he told me he had to speak out because it was his legacy to Linda.
She always did it on a kind of moral basis. She'd always said, if I can save one animal, I'll be happy. Well, she saved truckloads, miles of animals, you know. So with this latest thing coming up, it's a moral thing. I think, you know, you've got the world faced with this product being foisted on you. And it's actually, the more you look into it, the more suspicious it gets. I mean, for instance, meat eaters feel like, oh, we're okay, you know, it's only in this soya stuff. Well, the biggest user of soya, GM soya, is the meat industry. That's what they feed to the cattle in the winter. It's creeping into our food. And, you know, I was brought up in the kind of days when food was just food. You didn't worry. You had a potato, tasted like a potato, you just ate it. Yeah. And I think a lot of people would be quite happy to get back to that, just so they don't have to worry what they're feeding their kids, you know.
At the Department of Agriculture, Jack Cunningham, in response to Prince Charles last week, who was talking about it, he said that the government was not prepared to be blown about by alarmist shock horror tactics that are not based on science. What would you say to him?
I think, you know, they obviously don't want people to panic, so I can see what they're doing. But, you know, the last time we were told not to worry was BSE. And people literally swallowed that argument and said, fine, you know, we won't worry then, the good old government's told us. It turned out to be a major problem that's cost the people billions of pounds. So I think before we get into anything like that, particularly as we don't need GM in our food, you know, what's it for?
Tell me about vegetarianism, because when Linda died, one of the things you said as a tribute to her, people should go veggie. When did you first do it? Was it hard to do?
Yeah, it was quite hard, you know, because both Lynn and I were raised as traditional meat eaters, you know. I think we went about 20, 25 years ago, and it actually happened because we were watching some lambs on the farm gambling, and we were eating a leg of lamb. So we made the connection, went, uh-oh, maybe we should do some. And it was very hard. We found what we called the hole in the middle of the plate. Because, you know, my dad used to come to the cavern, and he'd give me half a pound of sausages, and that was it. I had to, like, put some mashed buds and a tin of peas with that, you know. So it was like the meat and the other. So we ended up with just the other, which for a year or so was difficult.
Do you feel better for it? I mean, morally, you obviously feel better for it. Physically, do you feel better for it? Or do you feel lousy, or do you notice your health one way or the other with it?
I don't know. You know, I never make any kind of claims for health. I feel fine. I feel good. I'm able to, you know, when I go on tour, I do a kind of two-hour show. And I'm 56, Eamon. I'm an old git. But I get up there and, you know, I do all this stuff. So maybe it's helping, you know.
But let's face it, Paul, you're not going to win this, are you? Big business is going to win.
Wrong, Eamon. People are going to win. See, this isn't me. This is a response to people. That's who's going to win. And big business isn't going to win. You might as well give up now if they're going to win. We're taking a stance and saying, look, let's not get into this just quite so quick, you know. We can do it without. So anyone else can. Let's just consider it. You know, people are calling for a moratorium, 5 years, 3 years, or whatever. I think it'd be good to look into it before we foist it on everyone, and then you can't turn back, and you've got some Holocaust planet where, like, everything won't grow.
It's just over a year since Linda's death. I'm sure you count every day. You'll tell me exactly how long it is. How are you coping? How are you getting on?
I'm getting on okay, you know. It's very, very difficult for me and the kids. You know, with me, she's just such a mate, you know, 30 years. And we just were very close, not like some friends of ours who kind of maybe don't see each other all week or don't see each other ever. We were like two peas in a pod.
For the rest of mine, for the rest of mine.
One of the things to look forward to in the future, you're a granddad.
Yeah.
Little Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about him.
Oh, well, he's brilliant. He's the best baby in the world. He's very clever. Mm. Brilliant, 9 week old.
And one of the things I'm sure that spurs you, I mean, here we are, we reach the millennium and whatever. You obviously are looking and saying, what sort of life is a little lad, or what sort of world is a little lad like him being born into?
This is just landing on my plate. You know this, and so I feel I've got to do something about it. It will mean, if we succeed and if the people succeed, you know, it's not just me, it will mean that we can give the kids a safe or a safer future to inherit. And that's got to be worth it, you know.
Sir Paul McCartney. Nice man.
Sounds like a lovely man.
Nice man. Could have talked to him for hours. Could have, yeah. Sort of guy you could go to the pub with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, he made me think seriously about vegetarianism.
Did he?
He was a good advert for it, yeah.
He is, and he looks incredibly healthy.
Looking at those pictures of me made me think seriously about never eating again. I have to say.
It was an unfortunate camera angle.
I did have to say to him, I said to him before we started, it was funny, we were talking about GM foods, and I said, Sir Paul, I do have to explain that the GM in GM TV stands for good morning, not genetically modified.
And did it
genetically modified TV, that's us.
And he had been concerned about it before.
He had, it was a main worry, it really was.